Just one halakha from the Gemara Erubin Daf Pebet, which was actually yesterday's Daf. There the Gemara talks about the issue of gamblers and their kashrut to be witnesses, to be edim. The Torah tells us, Al Tashet Rasha Ed. You cannot let a Rasha be a witness to testify. Now, one of the things that makes a person a Rasha, if he's a gazlan, if he steals, even if he steals rabbinically, there would be a problem. So the question, the Gemara says, somebody that's misahik bekubya, which means he plays with dice. Or the Gemara talks about a case of mafrihe yonim. Mafrihe yonim means he bets on the pigeons. He bets on the doves, dove racing. And bottom line, what it is he's wagering money against another Jew, and there's a great machlok in it between the Bihuda and the Hachamim. The Bihuda says, Asmachta Kanya, that really it's not considered thievery, because he knows he could win, he knows he could lose, and he accepts it that if he loses, he gives over the money to his friend wholeheartedly. Where the Hachamim say, Asmachta Lo Kanya, that even though he knows he could lose, but he wants to win. And when he loses and he gives over the money, he's not giving over it with a full heart. And therefore, it could be gezel. The question is, who's the halakha follows? So Tosfot says, halakha follows Rabbi Yehuda. That asmachta kanya. And therefore, according to the Tosfot, really gambling would not be asur unless one makes it a profession out of it. When one does that full time, he's a full time gambler. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And only such a gambler would be pasul le'edut. However, the Rambam, it's not so clear how he's posek. Is he posek like Rabbi Yehuda, which it's much why he's posek like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's much he has a different understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rambam, it sounds like that it's asur midrabanan, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, to gamble. And therefore, since we have an opinion of Rambam, that's explained by the case of Mishneh at length, and it's much that he's oser, nonetheless, even though he's posek Rabbi Yehuda, so one should be strict, especially with the Rivash. The Rivash writes that even if it's not asur, it's mechuar. It's disgusting. And his lashon is shegami men beze isur mekol makom davar mechuarhu. Lachen. Therefore, he says, if a person made a vow, let's say, that he's not going to gamble, halacha says according to the Rivash, you're not allowed to batir the neder for him. The rabbi should not, nullify such a vow. Better that he keeps the vow and keep it the issur. Even though the Shach argues on that, and the Shach says you can't actually nullify, but all agree that it's not a proper behavior. And according to Rambam, it could be actually issur. Now, regarding somebody that gambles, is he pasul le'edut? According to the halakha, he's only pasul until Bet Din announces it, which means you have to have a hakraza. So in most cases, we don't have to say Bet Din that makes an announcement, you know, and publicize it in the newspapers that so-and-so is a gambler. So therefore, for Psul Edut, we might not run into an issue. But for the Gezel, or for the Avag Gezel, for the Rabbinical Gezel, we could run into a problem. Therefore, one should limit and not involve himself in practices where he's gambling with Jews, that he's taking their money, or he's giving their money. Either way, it can run into Gezel. Now, I ran into an interesting article in yesterday's newspaper just because we're talking about the pigeon racing in yesterday's Gemara. So the paper yesterday in the Hamodia, in the national news section, writes that a federal appeals court had upheld the city's ban on pet racing pigeons, rejecting claims by some enthusiasts that the ordinance is unconstitutional. So at the end of the article it writes, it is interesting to note that Hazal list individuals involved in the Mafrihe Yonim pigeon racing among those disqualified from giving testimony in Betin. This was yesterday in Chicago. So you see there's a little connection. In any event, one should refrain from gambling, especially Jews are supposed to spend their time in positive things, learning Torah, doing mitzvot, doing chesed. There should be no time for this type of practice.